Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Charlie Hayden, who passed away on July 11, 2014 at the age of 76, set the style for the role of the bass in the free jazz movement as a member of Ornette Coleman's pioneering quartet, and went on to pursue a long career in music that explored everything from political to pastoral to noir movie themes. In the next hour, we'll hear him with Ornette Coleman, Keith Jarrett, and Hank Jones, and with his own groups, the Liberation Music Orchestra and Quartet West. It's Ramblin' Man, a tribute to Charlie Hayden, coming up next on Nightlights. Here's Charlie Hayden with guitarist Pat Metheny performing a song named in honor of Hayden's wife, Ruth Cameron. Waltz for Ruth on Nightlights. Thank you. bassist Charlie Haden and guitarist Pat Metheny performing Haden's composition Waltz for Ruth, which Haden wrote for his wife Ruth Cameron, and appearing on Metheny and Haden's 1997 CD Beyond the Missouri Sky. Ruth Cameron playing a key role in Haden's career after marrying him in 1984 as his manager, as the inspiration for his group Quartet West, and as the co-producer of many of his recordings. Charlie Haden was born in Shenandoah, Iowa in 1937 and grew up in a musical family that performed country music on the radio under the name the Haden Family, with Haden himself being billed as Cowboy Charlie. He began playing bass as a teenager after polio damaged his singing voice. In 1951, he saw a Charlie Parker concert that changed the musical course of his life, and he ended up moving to Los Angeles, where he built his reputation as a talented bassist playing with many West Coast jazz musicians, and where he met Ornette Coleman, the avant-garde saxophonist who was about to throw the jazz world into upheaval. It was a revelation for Haden, who recalled in 2006 that, "I wanted to play on the inspiration of a composition rather than on the chord structure. And every time I tried to do this, the other musicians that I was playing with would be upset with me. The first time I played with Ornette, all of a sudden the lights were turned on for me, because here was someone else who was doing the same thing I was trying to do." Trumpeter Don Cherry and drummer Ed Blackwell rounded out the Ornette Coleman Quartet that eventually made its way to New York City in 1959 for a long-running stand at the Five Spot Jazz Club, drawing high-profile jazz artists and other cultural celebrities such as Leonard Bernstein to their shows and provoking a storm of controversy in the media. In his book, The History of Jazz, Ted Gioia describes Haden's role in the quartet as an anchor both musically and personally to the horns. Bespectacled, owlish, Haden looked the part of an apprentice clerk in a bank, but his bass lines subverted the image. They captured a piquant meeting ground between consonants and dissonance, powered the band with a rock-solid beat, and softened the hard edge of this freedom music with a sweet, warm tone. Here's Charlie Haden and the Ornette Coleman Quartet doing Face of the Bass on Nightlights.
Thank you.
The Ornette Coleman Quartet in 1959 performing The Face of the Bass with Charlie Hayden on bass, Ornette Coleman on alto sax, Don Cherry on pocket trumpet, and Billy Higgins on drums from the album Change of the Century. Though Charlie Hayden is often associated with Ornette Coleman, he also spent a significant amount of time performing with pianist Keith Jarrett in both trio settings and with Jarrett's so-called American Quartet group of the 1970s. And the final CDs featuring Hayden to be released in his lifetime were collections of duets with Jarrett. Hayden first teamed up with Jarrett in the late 1960s after spending some time in California's Synanon program, an addiction recovery institution favored by a number of jazz musicians. After Hayden passed away in 2014, Jarrett had this to say about him. "The bass became the bass again in your hands after all the players who thought they were making it hipper, while they were also making it more synthetic and metallic and harsh and cold. You wrapped yourself around the bass while you played, inhabited it, made love to it, and those of us who heard you and played with you heard that. He was a rare, true original, perfect intonation, the biggest ears, the warmest, most captivating tone in the history of the jazz bass, and always musical." Here's Charlie Hayden with Keith Jarrett and Paul Motion in 1967 performing Lisbon Stomp on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Pianist Keith Jarrett, bassist Charlie Hayden, and drummer Paul Motion performing Lisbon Stomp from the 1967 album Life Between the Exit Signs. In addition to performing often with Jarrett and Ornette Coleman again throughout the late 1960s and the 70s, Charlie Hayden also put together a musical vehicle for his progressive political beliefs called the Liberation Music Orchestra. The orchestra's first album, which appeared in 1970, drew on folk songs from the Spanish Civil War, as well as compositions by Hayden himself and by pianist Carla Bley, just one of several notable avant-garde jazz musicians who played in the orchestra. Not long after its release in 1971, Hayden was performing with Ornette Coleman in Lisbon and dedicated his composition Song for Che, a tribute to the revolutionary Che Guevara, to the black liberation movements of Mozambique and Angola, and ended up getting detained for doing so. Here's the Liberation Music Orchestra's recording of that composition, Song for Che, on Nightlights. Thank you.
cables de transparencia, resulte linda presencia, comandante Che Guevara. Thank you.
Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra in 1969, performing Hayden's composition Song for Che. I'll have more of the music of Charlie Hayden in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music, CDs and vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Ramblin' Man, a tribute to Charlie Hayden on Nightlights. I'm paying tribute to bassist Charlie Hayden on this edition of Nightlights. Hayden passed away on July 11, 2014 at the age of 76. He first gained notice on the jazz scene as a member of Ornette Coleman's groundbreaking late 1950s quartet and went on to lead a long and aesthetically varied career. In his New York Times obituary, Nate Chinnan wrote, "Mr. Hayden had a deep, grounded way with the bass and a warm, softly resonant tone. His approach to harmony was deeply intuitive and sometimes deceivingly simple, always with a firm relationship to a piece's chordal root. Along with his calm, unbudging rhythmic aplomb, this served him well in settings ranging from the ragged and intrepid to the satiny and refined. That ability to play in a wide range of musical contexts inevitably led Charlie Hayden to perform with a wide range of musicians. In 1989, he put on a series of concerts in Montreal that featured him with different players every night, including his former Coleman Quartet bandmate Don Cherry, saxophonist Joe Henderson, guitarist Egberto Gismonti, and pianist Jerry Allen, who herself would become a member of an Ornette Coleman-led quartet in the 1990s. From his concert with Allen and drummer Paul Motion, here's Charlie Hayden performing his composition, First Song, on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
pianist Jerry Allen, drummer Paul Motion, and Charlie Hayden performing Hayden's first song from one of the releases in Hayden's Montreal tape series, recorded in 1989. Although Charlie Hayden is often thought of as an avant-garde musician because of his association with Ornette Coleman, he had a great love for standards and movie themes, particularly of the 1940s. His wife, Ruth Cameron, helped serve as the inspiration for the group he put together in the 1980s, Quartet West, which focused on such music as well as bop repertoire. Writing about the group, jazz critic Francis Davis said, "No band in jazz has a stronger sense of place than Quartet West, the place being Los Angeles in the period after World War II, the Los Angeles that Hayden just missed on arriving there in 1957. In addition to movie themes and standards, Hayden also composed music for the Quartet West albums that paid tribute to the noir culture that he loved so much, an atmospheric world straight out of Raymond Chandler's Philip Marlowe novels. Here's Quartet West performing Charlie Hayden's Always Say Goodbye on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Quartet West performing Charlie Hayden's noir film-inspired composition Always Say Goodbye from the CD Best of Quartet West. In the last two decades of his life, Charlie Hayden continued to perform in a wide variety of musical settings, including a reunited configuration of his Liberation Music Orchestra in the wake of 9/11 and America's invasion of Iraq. His family's artistic legacy continued in a new generation through his son and his three daughters, who have all pursued musical projects. After Hayden died in July of 2014, the Bad Plus pianist Ethan Iverson collected testimonials from more than 40 musicians and posted them on his Do the Math blog. In his testimonial, pianist Jason Moran said, "Charlie had a way of simultaneously pulling notes from the ground and from the air. He was able to sonically display the expanse of the bass's possibilities, whether deep in the groove or free of the groove. One night while putting our kids to sleep, my wife said to me, 'I need to meet the man that makes music that includes so much history in a bass line.'" I'll close out this Nightlights tribute to the man who put so much history in a bass line with two late-period recordings that feature him returning to musical roots, including his own in the form of the country and folk music he grew up singing. From the 2008 album Ramblin' Boy, which also featured all of his children, we'll hear him singing Shenandoah, which coincidentally is also the name of the town in Iowa where he came from. First, something from Hayden's acclaimed 1995 duet album of Spirituals with Hank Jones, the title track from Steal Away on Nightlights. I close with Charlie Haden singing Shenandoah from his 2008 CD Ramblin' Boy, and Haden and pianist Hank Jones before that doing the title track from their 1995 release Steal Away. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.